according to the Report newspaper, emergency regulations are being drafted for the first time since the advent of democracy in 1994. The newspaper claims to have seen the draft regulations emanating from the presidency in terms of the State of Emergency Act of 1997. The draft, accompanied by an explanatory memorandum stating the process was started last year, was recently sent to the South African National Defence Force for its urgent input. The SANDF reportedly endorsed the draft. To tell us more, I'm joined on the line by the author of the story, senior reporter at the Rapport, Erica Gibson. Erica, good evening. Thank you and welcome to the program.
Hi, good evening, Karima.
Now, I'm also joined by the presidency spokesperson, Mr. Bongani, or rather Dr. Bongani Ngolunga, for the official response, because I see in your story you weren't able to get comment from the presidency. Good evening, Dr. Bongani Ngolunga.
Good evening, Karima. It's good to be on your show. Just call me Bongani.
Okay. Now, Erica, let me start with you. Just explain to us what the documentation you have indicated. Now, we know from the correspondence or from some of the attachments that this process was, of course, started in 2016 already.
That's right. How it came to my, well, it recently came to my attention that the Defence Force per se had convened an urgent meeting of all its senior legal counsel within the Defence Force to discuss the Defence Force's part in the regulations, which was pretty strange in a way, not strange, but I was curious about it because it was one don't always think of the state of emergency anymore to quite an extent, and I was curious as to why now, and why would it be necessary to actually look at the regulations right now.
And what were you able to find out, Erica?
Not much, apart from what I had in hand. The Defence Force, the Department of Defence, just confirmed that it's part of an interdepartmental task team that was convened, and that the Defence Force is only one part player in it. They
yeah.
wouldn't comment on who was the leading department, where this emanated from, how it actually happened to have become something of at least some urgency that had to be concluded right now.
Mm-hmm. That is quite clear from the correspondence that there was a question of urgency. Just a last question before I obviously go to Bongani. The regulations, you had a look at some of them. They're based largely on the 1997 State
yeah.
of Emergency Regulations, which was of course quite draconian and in many ways in conflict with our constitution. How did you read that? Did you get any comment or any explanation from the Defence Force or whoever it is that you spoke with in terms of how these regulations would coexist with a constitutional democracy such as South Africa?
No, I'm not legally qualified. So what I did was to speak to lawyers for human rights.
Yes,
and I gave them the concept regulations. In the first place, we couldn't establish that there's ever been regulations before. Neither me nor Jacob van Garderen from Lawyers for Human Rights. That there's actually been regulations before. So the Act has been on the books since 97, but regulations which actually determines the how and the what and the where and exactly who have never been, it's never been compiled, which
mm-hmm.
was curious in itself. So I asked Lawyers for Human Rights to actually have a look at it and to give me their input as to what one can read into the regulations.
Well, I've got communications here that said Jacob van Garderen, the National Director of Lawyers for Human Rights, said that it was reminiscent of the conduct experience in the 1980s. He says the regulations are exceptionally vague and give wide powers to the security cluster. In fact, he says, if these regulations are passed, I foresee a court battle. And Advocate Andre Gaum, a commissioner of the Human Rights Commission, says there are still constitutionally embedded guarantees to protect human rights during a state of emergency. It includes a provision that the High Court may set aside a state of emergency proclaimed by the president. But let me bring in Bongani here from the presidency. What I want to find out, Bongani, South Africa is, of course, a very noisy and argumentative place, but I cannot see evidence of any kind of threat, on emergency regulations would be required as a trigger. In the view of the presidency, Bongani, how serious is our current political condition?
Well, I mean, let's start with the story, though. I'm sure Erica would agree that she has made a statement that the review of regulations emanate from the presidency, and that there is no truth to that. I mean, unfortunately, I spoke to her early today. I mean, we heard about this thing for the first time from today, actually, because we had not seen the report yesterday that there is a review of regulations. The presidency is completely unaware of the process. I mean, so it definitely doesn't come from the presidency.
Bongani, let me just understand you, just so that I am clear. You are saying that these regulations does not emanate from the presidency. You've actually seen it for the first time today. Am I correct?
Yes. I mean,
now, do you have any idea where it emanates from?
No, not at all. I mean, that is the reason why I think it would be so fair for Erica to say on record on your show that she says the regulations emanate from the presidency without any shred of evidence that they emanate from the presidency, because they don't. I've asked everybody in the presidency whether there is any process of the sort that they are involved in. There is not a single person in the presidency who is aware of the regulation.
Erica, when you spoke with the Defence Force, I see they say that they didn't draft the regulations. They are supporting structure. Do you have any clarity where these emanate from?
I have no clue, and that is what I was trying to establish. And that is why I actually asked the presidency. Bongani is disputing the email address I sent it to, but my inquiry was specifically, why was it necessary to update these regulations? Was it an instruction of the presidency, as only the president may announce such a state? And then also by when the new regulations, the draft regulations, are supposed to be completed and promulgated. So that was my specific questions on November the 30th.
Now, Mr. Bongani, could you answer those questions for us here?
No. I really do want to address the issues here, because you see, Erica is changing her story now. I mean, in her report, she says the regulation, the review emanates from the president, and she bases that on basically nothing, because she has told you now that she doesn't know where the regulations emanate from.
Well, we're putting it to the presidency now. We're putting it to the presidency now. Bongani, hold on. The president is the only one that can declare a state of emergency. So where does these regulations come from? We know that there was a workshop. We've got the list of attendees. It was held by the South African National Defence Force. If the presidency of the country doesn't know who is gathering the Defence Force for their speedily input into draft regulations for a state of emergency, doesn't that concern you?
No, but where does the principal legislation, which department is...
Well, you're the spokesperson for the presidency. Why don't you tell me?
No, but there is a fundamental issue here, Karima.
What is the fundamental issue?
The fundamental issue is, there is a report that says there are these new regulations on the state of emergency, and that those regulations emanate from the president. And the statement is very categorical. I mean, I've read many times the report by Erica, and she says now that actually she doesn't know where the regulations emanate from.
Bongani, we are not here to talk about where Erica's story comes from. The story is real insofar as the SANDF got together to look at their input and role into a draft set of regulations for a state of emergency. The presidency is the only institution that can declare this. Can the presidency give us clarity? Who gave this instruction to the SANDF to hold this workshop, to speed it up and to come forward with this draft regulations?
I'm giving you an answer. My answer is the president, there is nobody in the presidency who gave an instruction about regulation. That is my fundamental issue. That the first time we saw or we learned of the city is when we read Erica's story.
And now I'm sitting...
Categorical. Give me a chance. Give me a
okay,
chance.
You can finish
Erica's
your sentence.
Story was quite categorical. It said the regulations emanate from the president. Let's not hide that fact. It's a fundamental fact. That's the reason why it has become such a public issue. Because here is the presidency that instructs department, according to Erica, to review regulations on the state of emergency. And it turns out that the presidency didn't do so. So does that not concern you that there is this allegation and Erica has based her claim on absolutely nothing?
Let's put the allegation about where it emanates from aside. The truth of the matter is this workshop was held. I'm sitting with the paper in my hand. It says confidential, the SANDF, Defense Legal Services Division. It talks about a workshop on state of emergency draft regulations to be held at the South African Air Force College in Tabatswane on the 25th of October, 2017. It's got Appendix A, list of name of attendees, proposed program, expenditure approval, State of Emergency Act, State of Emergency Draft Regulations. And so it goes on. It is signed here by a Brigadier N.J. Dupria, Adjutant General, Major General. It is signed. The point is this workshop happened. If the presidency doesn't know how the SANDF comes together to discuss draft regulations for a state of emergency, the first time since the democratic breakthrough, then there is a problem.
No. Actually, I don't think so. Here is the issue. I mean, of course, I mean, there are regulations that are drafted by departments every day. There is no legislation in government that the president is responsible for, even on powers in which the president has exclusive responsibility. So there is a department that is responsible for this principal legislation that we are talking about. Really, the reason why the president has gotten involved in this issue is not only because President Zuma is the only person, or the president, is the only person who can declare state of emergency. It's because there is a report that says the president has asked departments to review the regulations. And that's the reason why we've become an interested party.
Now, have you seen these regulations, Bongani?
No, I have not.
Since I contacted you to come onto the show, and since you spoke with Erica, have you, for example, called the Justice Department to find out if they perhaps drafted it? Or have you phoned the SANDF, the people who attended the workshop?
I've called the Department of Defense. I've called the police. Because
what did they say?
They told me, I started with the police, but they are not aware of these things. I asked the Department of Defense, the people that Erica spoke to, and they told me categorically that this thing does not come from the president.
You're saying it's not coming from the presidency. You say you call the Justice Department. What did they say?
No, I have not spoken to the Justice Department. I spoke to the police as well as defense.
So you spoke to the police and you spoke to the defense, and they said it doesn't emanate from them. But the defense force had this workshop. Do they confirm that they had this workshop?
No, but it's very complicated with this story. I asked them, are you aware of these regulations? I understand that they are at.
No, but we know that this workshop happened. That is a fact. That is not in dispute. What I want to know is why the presidency doesn't know that this workshop has happened, because it is only the presidency that can declare a state of emergency.
No, but it doesn't mean that if it is the presidency that can declare a state of emergency, that the presidency manages the legislation on the state of emergency. It's only a department that manages the legislation that can draft regulations.
Okay, point taken, Bongani. Point taken. Who, in your view, would be drafting regulations that looks at a state of emergency, that sends correspondence to the SANDF, its legal department, and asks them to convene a workshop to discuss with urgency their input? Who can do that?
It should be the department that is responsible for managing the principal legislation. And that is the reason why, you see, that is the reason why I'm raising the issue of where the regulations emanate from. You cannot just say it is the president without getting the fact that you know that these things emanated from the president. That is what I'm disputing here.
Bongani, I think we heard your dispute. We've moved beyond that. I'm saying that this workshop happened. It is discussing emergency, state of emergency regulations. We are in a democracy. I'm asking who, if it's not the presidency, if it's not the police, if it's not defense, who would initiate such a process?
But this is unbelievable, because suddenly I have to take that time. What I'm saying to you is that it should be a department that is responsible for the principal legislation. That is responsible for managing that principal legislation.
And would that be the Justice Department or the Department of Defense?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not the Department of Defense, because I spoke to the Department of Defense today, to their spokesperson.
So the Department of Defense, the answer was just faint. So the Department of Defense doesn't know either?
No. I asked the Department of Defense and I asked the police, are you aware about the process of reviewing the regulation for the state of emergency? I was giving a categorical answer in both instances, no, they are not aware. Because it was quite clear that it didn't come from the president. So I wanted to know then which department is responsible for this process, and what are the reasons for reviewing the regulation?
Erica, you've covered matters of the Defence Force and the matters involving the military for a very, very long time. Does this strike you as unusual that the Defence Force gets an instruction to hold a workshop to make input on draft state of emergency regulations, and the presidency is saying, one, it doesn't emanate from them, and on inquiry, it doesn't emanate from the Department of Defence or the police?
Well, the fact of the matter is, there's mention in the situation sketch as part of the documentation saying the president may declare a state of emergency, an interdepartmental task team, inclusive of the Department of Defense, was convened. So the fact of the matter was, someone is somewhere busy with the regulations. It's the first time since the Act was promulgated in 1997. Yeah. That a set of regulations is being drafted. So that is what I was trying to figure out. The Defence Force won't do it all on its own unless it gets an order, because it said so in its response as well. It's only a part player in this process. So we're still not getting to the essence of the problem. So whose idea was this in the first place? Who drafted the set of regulations about which there is serious concern, according to Lawyers for Human Rights? And why is it necessary now, 20 years later, That is the essence of why we decided to put it out there.
No, I mean, I agree with you completely, Pongani. It is not. I hear you when you say it didn't come from you. What is interesting is that the presidency has to be involved because of the centrality of the office of the president in such a move. It's an interdepartmental matter, and Eric is correct that the correspondence bears that out. The Defence Force cannot claim that they don't know about it. They are integrally involved in it. What I want to understand from you, even if this didn't come from you, are you considering, let me put it to you, you didn't decide this, but is the presidency considering draft regulations for a state of emergency, new draft regulations?
But Karima, the president has not got involved in the drafting of regulations. That's just as a matter of fact.
I get the fact that you don't get involved in drafting. What I'm saying is, have you given anyone instructions based on a threat assessment, based on an analysis? No. Are you considering draft state of emergency regulations, Pongani?
No, Karima. But let's also understand. I mean, regulations are done all the time. I mean, so the fact that it's done 10 years after the fact is really immaterial. I mean, I think the fundamental issue is there anything wrong with these draft regulations that are there? Whoever is drafting them, I mean, because the mere fact that the draft the regulations are being drafted is really not an issue.
Why is it not an issue? Pongani, why is it not an issue? We are in a democracy. We have a constitution. Why would it be all right to draft state of emergency regulations now?
But it is in the constitution. The president is the only person who can declare a state of emergency. It is in the constitution.
I know it's in the constitution, but I'm asking what would necessitate it now?
No, but I'm saying what is a contradiction with what you have in the Constitution and the fact that we are a democrat, that we are a constitutional democrat. So really the fundamental issue is there anything unlawful or unconstitutional in the draft regulation?
Well, what Lawyers for Human Rights is saying is they're saying the draft and the comments, they're saying it's reminiscent of the conduct experience in the 1980s. In fact, what Advocate Gaum says is if these regulations are passed, he foresees a court battle. So it's not a done and dusted matter.
No, it's not. I mean, that's the reason why it's called the draft regulation. But as I said, really, the reason why the presidency got drawn into the matter is that the report said these regulations, the process emanates from the presidency, and that's what we're disputing.
Okay, you are disputing that. What I'm asking you, though, is are you considering these draft regulations?
No,
can you say yes or no?
But I've told you, the president, how could it consider regulations that it is not aware of and is not even participating in the process of drafting those regulations?
All right, that is where we're going to, Pongani, that is where we're going to leave it. Unfortunately, we have to go to another story. We're going to leave it there. That story, of course, far from concluded. We've got a SANDF workshop where the SANDF looked and made input into their support role into draft emergency, state of emergency regulations. The presidency claims it has absolutely no knowledge of it and it doesn't emanate from it. It's